Blog Talk Radio. Yes, that's what it feels like sometimes. Like the world is a ghetto. That's war. I'm your host, Tony Nix, and welcome to tonight's podcast. I'm the founder and president of Enough is Enough, Save Our Children, located here outside of ATL in Lawrenceville, Georgia. Tonight, we're talking about being politically correct. I chose this topic because it's been gnawing at me for quite some time, this politically correct thing we have going on in today's society. Tonight's call-in number is 563-999-3667. That's 563-999-3667. You can log on to the website and go into the chat room and leave your comments, and I will read them off and try to respond if I can. Also, if you do call in, please be aware of background noise because this is being recorded. Also, if you do call in and you disagree with someone's comments who may call in, it's okay to disagree. Just please be respectful. We don't bash on here. We try to respect each other as adults. And we also try to watch our language. Okay, with that being said, our topic tonight is politically correct. Now, as you all know, we live in a society today where you can't say certain things and you cannot do certain things. If you should happen to agree with whatever the subject matter should be, you are labeled anti this or some kind of phobic. Where is the right to disagree? What happened to that? Has that been taken away without our knowledge? You know, who came up with this politically correct? Did they have a meeting? I don't know. If they did, I sure wasn't invited, and I know a lot of you weren't invited either. Okay? I believe today in society, it's a go-along to get-along kind of thing, you know? Everybody seems to be very sensitive about a lot of things that are said seriously or even humorously. Today we live in a society of a lot of thin-skinned individuals. And where did this come from all of a sudden? That everybody is so uptight about the littlest thing. The littlest thing, you know. And I don't know. For me, you know, what happened? How did we get here? You know. I wrote a blog about this back in May of 2016. This was during the Obama presidency. Okay, I'm going to read it to you. And again, I wrote this in 2016, so I wrote this 7 years ago. Okay? And it's titled Politically Correct. As much as I respect and admire President Obama, I disagree with the decision to let LGBTQ use the bathroom of their choice. Students can't pray in school. Still, this crap is okay. Nah, I'm not liberal-minded about everything. Nowadays, you can't say nor disagree without being labeled anti-something. Or what you say has to be politically correct. I was labeled from birth due to the fact I'm black. So do you really think I give a damn about making sure I say what's agreeable to others? Hell no. This don't say this or that is BS. I'm not a member of the go along to get along club. This making wrong right is out of control in my view. I can say no. I have that right in spite of what others think. It's funny how others are so sensitive about their rights. Meanwhile, what about my rights? Who are you to deny me the same privilege you want? Blacks are still climbing the ladder of equality and respect, while others want their birth certificates changed. So now we're falsifying birth documents and making it legal. Seriously? I know hard truth has become taboo in today's society. In my view, that's a major problem. Heterosexual life is under attack by folks who have a political secret agenda. What about the children? It's an invasion of a child's innocence. What happened to the appropriate time to expose a child to certain things? It's been compromised by those who say they need to know. Well, nobody asked me, that's for sure. What the hell do we stand for today? Apparently, we're not standing for anything. Instead, we're falling for everything. Not me, though. Nor does anyone else have to, either. There is some insane justifications of issues that are just not right. Now, again, I wrote this in 2016, you know, and that was my mindset then, and it's still partially part of my mindset today. Now, I do get certain things shouldn't be said. I do get that, you know, when people are described, for instance, you know, the word, let me just throw a word out there, like retarded, you know, that's kind of harsh. So, yeah, I could see changing that to maybe mentally challenged or whatever the case may be, you know. But a lot of this other stuff, I just don't get. I just don't get. You know, you have comedians, very, very good comedians that have made us all laugh at some point. But their careers, in my view, are under attack. Because now everybody is so sensitive. You can't say nothing. You tell a joke, oh, somebody's offended. You know, if you don't like certain comedians because of their delivery, because they're only jokes, and their jobs, careers are to make us laugh. But if you're that sensitive, don't go to the show. You know, don't go to the show and sit there and become judgmental and super sensitive, and now you want to start a protest, you know, against a person who's just giving us entertainment. That's all it is. The comedians are under attack. And I don't think that's right. Because you got a lot of talented comedians out there who are very, very funny. Very funny. You know, they help us laugh at ourselves sometimes. You know, but all of a sudden, everybody's so sensitive about the slightest thing. You know, if it's a color joke, if it's a gay joke, you know, if it's something about women, you know, come on. You know, loosen up. Stop wearing your feelings on your sleeve. Stop being so thin-skinned because look what you're doing. Look what you're doing overall. Have we become that sensitive? The things that we need to be so very sensitive about, We're not being sensitive about it at all. Not at all. Kids dying every day. Our children, our young teens, troubled teens, young adults, they murdering each other every day. Where is the high degree of sensitivity when it comes to that? Where's the anger and outrage? There is none. There is none. Mass shootings. You know, where is the sensitivity with that? Where's the political correctness with that? I don't see it, nor do I hear it. But we're choosing the little, you know, what do I call it? The little punk battles. That's the one. So that, yeah, you know, the little punk battles. We're not out there really trying to bring about some correctness. No, we're choosing these little. We're squabbling over this little trivial bullshit. Excuse my mouth. You know, I didn't mean to cuss, but, you know, that's how strongly I feel about it. And we've been doing this for too long. Too long. But we, and now we're sensitive about everything. You can't say this. You can't say, ooh, don't say that. They're going to be offended. Ooh, don't say that. Those people are going to be offended. You know. Meanwhile, the stuff that you should be offended by, you're letting it go. You're letting it go. You're not saying a word. You're not even opening your mouth, and that's not right. You know, that's not right. You know, I disagree with a whole lot of stuff. Just because I disagree doesn't mean it's going to go my way or I'm anti. I disagree. You know, and if you don't know what disagree means, look it up. It doesn't make you anti-anything. But we live in a society that makes you, that will label you that. You know, if you disagree, let's put it out there. You disagree with a gay lifestyle, oh, you're homophobic. No, that's not what disagreeing means. You know, apparently there's some people out there who just want to toss a label to be tossing it. Without understanding what disagreeing means. And that something is truly, truly wrong with that. Truly wrong with that. And we are letting it slide in society. And I'm like, why? Why? We can't let it slide because this is too much. You know, we got enough going on as it is with AI, and now it's to the fact that we can't seem to think right. You know, we can't seem to think right. We got people thinking for us and telling us how to think and dumbing us down to the point of we got to be politically correct. I don't think so. Not me. What happened to being a free thinker? Something's wrong with that? You can't do that? That doesn't fit in being politically correct? That's what it sounds like to me. Something is wrong. So if you have a view, if you agree or disagree with me, call-in number is 563-999-3667. We're going to be on the air for about an hour or so. Chat room is open. Feel free to step in. But to get in the chat room, you have to go on the Blog Talk Radio site and look for EIE, Save Our Children. I think you can sign in through Facebook, and you'll be able to get in the chat room. Or, again, you can make a call, 563-999-3667. I'm going to take a small break, be back in about 60 seconds.
From the creator of War for Your Soul comes a new series, Great Despise. Feeling your history. Greatness 5 is guaranteed to make you feel history. Feeling your history. You can feel the history on YouTube or Facebook. Subscribe now.
That's my man, Reggie Bullock, Greatness 5. You can find him on YouTube. He's done some great work with his videos. I don't know if many of you know, a few years ago, he did a film called A War for Your Soul. It was a great film. It's only about 30 minutes long, but in that 30 minutes, he gives a hell of a message. So again, Brother Reggie Bullock, Greatness 5, follow him on YouTube. Thank you. Okay, back to tonight's topic, politically correct. Again, who came up with this? Who came up with this that you can't disagree? Because that's what it sounds like. This is what it's about. You can't disagree. If you disagree, you're not being politically correct. You know, and is that right? What happened to my right to disagree? Somebody please tell me. What happened to my right? You know, was it taken from me without my knowledge? I mean, I think enough has been taken from us without our knowledge. Is this a way to dumb down society? You know, is this a way to push an agenda through for others? You know, because, you know, those same others, in my view, if they disagree with something about me or folks like me, do I have the right to label them with something, you know, some kind of way? Or say they're anti-something? Or accuse them of being having some kind of phobia? Do I have the right to do that? I don't think so. You know, because I just truly believe that's wrong. You know, because I know that people are going to disagree with me. They may disagree with something I like, something I said. You know, that's just the way it is. But with this politically correct thing, it says, no, you can't disagree. Or no, you can't be a free thinker. Again, I don't believe that's right. I don't believe that's right. Listen, the calling number is 563-999-3667. And on call in, let me know what you're thinking. Let me know what's on your mind about this politically correct. Because I really want to know. Is it me? Is it just me who feels this way? I don't think so. And I'm not afraid to speak out on it. Because we all have rights. And we're being stripped of our rights because of other people want to be so sensitive. Thin-skinned individuals. That's what I see them as. You can't say nothing. You tell a joke. Oh, my God. They want to cancel you. You all of a sudden, you know, that's another thing. What do they call it? The cancel culture. Come on. What's that about? because somebody told a joke or they disagree, that's not right. You know, that's not right at all. So, you know, I say, you know, when you start telling the hard truth about things in society today, you're not being politically correct. You know, where did that come from? Where did that come from? Because there's a lot of hard truth out there that, how do I put it? Oh, let's say, for instance, if you try to put it on social media, try that one. Try to put it on Facebook. Try to open a discussion on hard truth. They're going to take it down. Do it on Instagram. They're going to take it down because they don't want society to hear hard truth. Mm-mm. That's a monkey wrench in their plan to dumb down society. By the way, of internet and other resources. You know, and they've been doing this now for a few years. You know, a few years. You go on social media now, what do you got? What do you got? A lot of entertainment, jokes, music, you know. There's really nothing on there of substance, you know. And at one time, there was. But then all of a sudden, they stopped it. You ever think why? Because it's not politically correct. And they don't like influencers either. That's another thing. If you're an influencer, oh no, you got to go. We don't want you making people think. We want people to think the way we want them to. So don't try it. Because they will come for you. They did to me. They did it to me. Okay, I had a 15,000 member strong group. They shut me down. My personal page and my group page. Why? Because of hard truth. Because I wasn't going along to get along. Because in their view, was not politically correct. So, this is what they chose to do to me. All right, I'm looking at the switchboard, and hopefully I'll be getting some calls as the show progresses. But if I do not get any calls, this will be ending early because this is a we program, not a me program. And I just like to hear other people's views. Especially when it comes to this politically correct. Well, maybe you're kind of nervous to call in and say something because it won't be politically correct. Well, you don't have to be nervous. On here, we just ask you to be respectful. Okay? That's all we ask. You know, we may not agree with your view, and we may agree with your view. It depends. You know? But don't be afraid. It's 563-999-3667. You know, join in on tonight's discussion and give me your view. Give me your view. Again, the chat room is open. Sign into the site and leave your comments in the chat room. And I will try to respond as best as I can. So I'm going to take another brief break and be back in just a moment.
Hey, Queen. Girl, you've done it again. Constantly raising the bar for all of us and doing it flawlessly. When you've come to learn that all that I have learned, one thing remains, being true to yourself is the key. Knowing your roots and where you come from is also key.
Young black women, you are more than your thighs and your hips. You are beautiful, strong, powerful. I want more from you. Take your place. Young black men, take your place. We need you. Your sons and daughters need you.
Understand what I just said?
You were sold off and had no choice, yes, but now it's time to stay. Take your place. Now. Starting now. Starting now.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Tony Nix. I'm the founder and president of a nonprofit, Enough is Enough, Save Our Children. You can find us, you can Google our website, Enough is Enough, Save Our Children. You can sign up. You can even contact us. We have a phone number and email. Feel free to use it, and you will be contacted. I want to give a moment to this month here. I don't know what, a lot of things going on this month. I don't know if it's Pride Month, but I do know that there are mothers and fathers who are wearing orange this month due to the fact they lost loved ones, their son or daughters, to gun violence. A lot of these mothers have yet to see justice for the murder of their son or daughter. Their killer is still on the loose, and they have received no justice. And a lot of these mothers, none of them have quit seeking justice. You know, they live in communities that people in the community know who murdered their son or daughter. And, you know, that's got to be a tough walk, because these are people who you see every day or whatever, and they know who killed your child, and nobody's stepping up and saying anything. You know, and I believe that's due to the no snitching type of society we live in today, which I disagree with that. You know, if it's your loved one who's murdered, I'm quite sure you would want to know who did it. You know, so you can have justice. But in certain communities, you know, snitching is taboo. And a lot of parents, it makes their grieving even harder, you know, knowing that the person who murdered your child is still on the loose. You know, killed their child and probably will kill again or has killed again. And people in the community know who did it. You know, a lot of these murders were unjust. Some of these young folk, you know, teens and young adults, some were just in the wrong place at the wrong time. You know, they didn't do anything. They weren't involved in anything. They caught a bullet that wasn't meant for them. And, you know, it's very tragic, very tragic. You know, me as a parent of a teen and an adult, you know, I can't imagine what it feels like to lose one of them. I can't imagine. You know, I just can't imagine, you know, what it would do to me mentally. So I feel for these parents who have lost their teen or young adult to gun violence. You know, innocently killed. And some of these parents, believe it or not, have not only just lost one child, they've lost several child, two, three children, murdered, cut down in their teens, cut down in their early 20s or late teens. Some were parents themselves. You know, young fathers, young mothers, cut down by gun violence. So I have to mention that, you know, because it's a tragedy. And gun violence has been a plague in America for quite some time. You know, if it's not a mass shooting, it's your local neighborhoods and your inner cities across America. Constant, constant, constant murder. You know, some get locked up, some don't. You know, some get locked up, get out, do it again. In the meantime, governments, local elected officials are saying this and that, and nothing has changed. And until it really starts hitting home with certain people in positions of where they can make change, then there's not going to be any change. We're going to still suffer, you know, the same violence, you know. So, you know, I just wanted to recognize the parents who are going through what they're going through. You know, it cannot be easy. You know, year after year, another anniversary of your child's death, and still no justice. And your community knows who did it. That's got to hurt. It's got to hurt. Okay, calling number is 563-999-3667. Topic for tonight is politically correct. Feel free to chime in, give your view. You know, when they started this politically correct thing, you know, we've compromised things that, I don't know, to me, you know, we're changing gender status on birth certificates. This is part of this politically correct, y'all. You know, you could be born a male, but you can change it to female, or vice versa. Really? Who made that right? I don't see that as being right. I disagree with that. You know? You can use whatever bathroom you want to. Who made that right? I don't agree with that either. Then you got this thing in sports. Now, for me, you know, we got the NBA and the WNBA. So, what? If the case is that anybody can play in either league, then I guess all we need is one league, wouldn't you say? So why have two? You know, I don't know. These are some things to think about. Some things to think about. Why have two if anything goes? Anything goes. Well, because they identify as whatever, they should be allowed to. Well, when do we say, no, you're not allowed to? Because that's not your gender. Would a society become afraid to say no? I don't think so. I think it's something else. You know, I really think it's something else. I know one thing, though. I disagree. No, I'm not anti. I disagree. I disagree. And I'm going to exercise my right to disagree. I mean, I look at they've taken, you can't pray in schools. You know, kids can't pray in school because another kid may be offended. How? How are they offended? Nobody's told me that. Maybe, you know, I need to catch up on some things. But how is another child offended because another child is praying? Help me with that one. Okay? Just some things, to me, don't add up. Society has been dumbed down. Really, really dumbed down, you know? Our children are exposed to certain things in society at a very, very early age. Like their innocence is snatched from them as soon as they come out of the womb. You know, how and why is that happening? You know, I don't know. You know, I grew up in a time where children weren't exposed to certain things. You know, society as a whole took a responsibility to make sure of that. Today, they leave it in the parents' hands. Ooh, really? Well, there's not a lot of responsible parents out there. I think it worked better the other way. But that's just my view. That's just my view. So, again, call in numbers 563-999-3667. If you have a view on tonight's topic, feel free to call in and express your view. I'm going to take a short break. I'll be right back.
My name is Kimberly, and I'm the founder and president of Black America Care. We're committed to addressing the economic and social needs of our community. We want to help create a world where individuals and families are not destroyed due to a temporary financial hardship. To learn more about who we are and what we do, visit our website at www.blackamericacares.org. Together, let's be a part of the change that our communities need.
The ghetto will fellow the more. Oh my God, they speak venomous on the boy. Oh my Lord, my enemy is fear and I'm sure. Oh my God, they want the end of me cause I'm pure. Oh my Lord, discipline for the win. I just go for it. It's a trend for these men to die on their own sword. Journey far, learn who you can be, but you can learn who you are when you around family. Chip off the shoulders of soldiers on a grizzle. My granddaddy Mac Little married Danny Little. They passed down wisdom, blessings were given. Pray my sins don't get passed to my children. I made a killing. I'm alive like the morning star. Called Jordans for the price on stocks of what the Hornets are. I need evaluations, I'm savvy, y'all. Eating foie gras and caviar, listen.
Adam and Eve don't fall too far from the apple tree. Hey. Adam and Eve don't fall too far from the apple tree.
The ghost of gangsta stands, chinchilla shake on the hanger. The force of this banger, yeah, my language advanced. My cadence amazing, the voice triggers something. What is this conundrum?
the clouds scurry, your spirit rumble, a boyish smile. Still puffed aloud, it's nothing less than a quarter pound. Savage narrative, every verse that I write, burst light, brings awareness to my personal life. After my morning walk, Havana cigar, the ganja spark. See my doctor more sweating the sauna or the spa. Spend 50 large at the Bellagio. Spend 20 on a bad bitch, I hardly know. New girl every night, two girls was every other night. Sexual addiction, gangster tradition. They wanna fuck me, have me under their belt, slightly offended. Yeah, that's how I felt, that's how it ended. I'm just good at existing, existing in my truth, as long as I enjoy the fruit, yeah.
Adam and Eve, don't fall too far from the apple tree. Yeah. Adam and Eve, don't fall too far from the apple tree. Apple tree.
What come first, piece of the paper? Before I had a piece of paper, peace was in my favor. Before I sat to eat at a table, it had leeches and traitors. Cut the fat from the meat, extract the weak, bon appetit, no bacon. Brothers and swine, it's so hard to trust them cause my hustle is mine. It's evident they all the same, with gray hair and still mean mugging. Gray hair's a wisdom, that means you seen something. Say something, you stay frontin', but these clowns got false crowns, fictitional kings. You broke my heart, Fredo. You bring this thing about down to a fable. Be advised, my guy's dying, enterprising at a boss's table. There's always room at my table. Insecurities is keeping you disabled. All this money to get, is it less time? They ain't stopped printing money cause they made mine. I learned to stretch time, these are the best times. I'm in my neighborhood of stadiums, the Mets kind. With restaurants and carboni, spicy rigatoni, go hard. A red Bordeaux, oh God.
Adam and Eve, don't fall too far from the apple tree. Yeah. Adam and Eve, don't fall too far from the apple tree. Apple tree.
Like that. Okay, I got a caller on the line because I was just about to cut it off, but I'm going to switch to my caller. Good evening, caller. Who am I speaking with this evening?
Hi.
Oh, hello.
Ms. Jordan.
Ms. Jordan, how are
hello?
You?
Hello, this is Jordan.
Yes, I can hear you.
So I'd like to just give my thought on your agenda this evening. So
sure,
you asked the question, what is, what is behind, my thought is that it's all about control. There's control, I don't know if it's from the government or whatever, but I just think that they're trying to strip our freedom away, our freedom of speech, our freedom to do a lot of things, and it's just really all about the agenda is to control the society. And I feel like over the years, over the decades, even growing up, that that's just what I see is the bigger picture.
Well, I have to agree with the control part. Yes, definitely, there's a control issue. Okay, but how do you feel about the fact that if you're not under their control and you disagree, you're labeled something, anti-something, or some kind of phobic? Do you think that's right?
Really feed into all of the labels and the political agendas that they have out here, but no, I don't necessarily agree with it, because because a person is entitled to have their own opinion on whatever the issue is at hand. But ultimately, I just feel like society has changed altogether. And it's just, you know, it's just a matter of being able to control, you know.
They want to control everything. And using politically correct, using politically correct is a way of control. And, you know, I have to agree with that, you know. But at the same time, I think it dumbs down society. And it takes away you and I's right to say no or to disagree. You got to go along, in other words, to get along. And I can't see me going along with something that I disagree with. I just can't do that. I mean, others may do it, but not me. I can't do that. You know, where is my right? Where is my right? You know, I see this politically correct. You know, what does that do for, I'm going to put it out, what does that do for black culture? Where's the politically correct agenda in that? Because I don't see it. You know, I really don't see it. Black folks still going through the same old, same old. You know, it may not look the same, but it is the same. Okay? And I don't see no politically correct agenda in that at all. None at all. And, you know, I think this attacks folks in a lot of different ways. In a lot of different ways. You know, and I said this earlier, hard truth in today's society is taboo. Don't want no hard truth. Don't want that. They don't want people to think, really think. You know, they don't want influencers out there that's going to make folks think. So they keep people dumbed down with this politically correct shit. Excuse my mouth. You know. And it's working. That's the part that gets me. It's working. It is working. Everybody's thin-skinned now. You can't say nothing. Everybody's, you know, so sensitive. You know, people's careers have been attacked. Comedians. Now, you know, I'm a person, I love comedy. I love comedy. Yes, yeah, sometimes it is a little over the top. But, you know, some folks, I think, you know, they make it more than what it is. And now they want to attack. Oh, you can't say that. You shouldn't have made fun of that. Come on, this has been going on for years, and we've all been laughing. You know, comedy makes us laugh at ourselves sometimes. You know, they want to take that away. You know, a lot of comedians have toned down their acts because of politically correct. You know, and believe it or not, they're losing money behind it. They're losing money behind it. You know, because their style of delivery, now they got to change it. Because somebody is going to be offended. Well, you know, I believe it. You can't please everybody. Come on. And if you're offended, don't go to the shows or don't watch it. But leave them alone. You know, let them execute their craft. And stop being so damn sensitive. You know, a joke caused one man to run up on the stage and slap another man in front of the world because of a joke. But I guess in some folks' view, that was politically correct. No, it wasn't. It wasn't politically correct at all. The man stole a joke. Now, okay, you may have been offended. All right, fine. I'm not saying you don't have the right to be offended, but the way it was handled was ugly. Was ugly. You know, and other comedians have been on stage doing their act, and here's some fool running up on the stage. We didn't have that until we got this politically correct thing. I don't know. You know, I'm not going to allow it to stop me from disagreeing and saying no. You know, and, you know, I have a sense of humor that's way over the top. And, you know, sometimes, yeah, I might need to be a little sensitive. But sometimes I'm insensitive. You know, but it was a joke. That's all. It was all a joke. And if I did offend someone, I can truly apologize. You know, I don't think I need to be raked over the coals over it. And that's what a lot of these comedians are getting. You know, their craft is being attacked. And that's wrong. That's wrong. You know, but this is the kind of society we are living in today. And the thing is, we're living in it because we have allowed, as you said, Jordan, for society to control what we say and do and think. We're in trouble. That's all I can say at this point. But I'm going to get ready to sign off. Is there anything else that you would like to say?
No, I just, those are just my thoughts.
Okay, well, I appreciate
I don't think
you.
That, oh, I was going to say, I don't think that, you know, I feel like people should have the freedom to, you know, use their art in different ways, you know, such as comedians or however you choose to express your creativity as an individual. But again, society has changed over the years. And I just think that the, you know, the world that we live in now is just, you know, I mean, it's different from, you know, decades ago. And unfortunately, I don't know if we're going to get back to how things used to be. So those are just my thoughts. Like,
well, I don't think things are going to get back. I don't think things are going to get back to the way they used to be. At the same time, there is a fix, you know, that could be put in place. You know, one area that I noticed it has not touched, and that's rap music. Okay? They say what they want. Okay? And they play this stuff all over the air. All over. Now, maybe, just maybe, that's a form of control also.
I think with the rap, there is linked to money, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they are allowed to rap and say, because some of the lyrics, some of the music that I listen to that I've heard on the radio, like that you hear nowadays, they swear is explicit. Whereas when I was growing up, you didn't hear that kind of music, not on the radio, not on, you know, public public broadcast. If you wanted to listen to like the explicit music, you had to go and purchase. You had to purchase the music. It's R-rated music. You had to purchase it in order to listen to it. Now it's like, you know, in a sense, it's kind of contradictory because it's like, in one sense, okay, society says, well, no, we don't want you to, you know, we don't want you to say this. We don't want you to say that. you know, but then, you know, again, with the music, definitely they're allowed to express their, you know, they're allowed to use their creativity. But, again, who does that help? It helps the artist. It helps the people that are in control of the artist. They recoup money from it. You know, they make a lot of money off of it, especially rap music.
Exactly. Okay. And you hear the lyrics, okay? Women are degraded, okay? Okay? And a lot of ugly stuff is said. And there's no censorship, you know? Definitely no morals. And, you know, it's not just a male thing. It's the females, too. Talking about their own selves or degrading men. And that's allowed. And I think the key thing you said was because of money. There's no politically correct agenda in that. But in a whole lot of this other stuff, there is. And that makes it even more twisted for me. What time is it? Yeah, I'm going to sign off, but I really appreciate your view and your comments, Jordan. Thank you so much for calling and being supportive. I really, really appreciate that. But I'm going to sign off. So thanks again for calling in. Okay?
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. All right, listeners, there you have it, politically correct. I like what the sister said, it's a form of control. Yeah, I have to agree with that. It is a form of control. You know, do what we say, not what you think. And I agree with that. I agree with that. You know, like I said, it keeps us dumbed down. It's dumbing down society. And they have a lot of ways to do it. They definitely do it with the different platforms they have on the internet, you know. There's no political correctness when it comes to our children's lives. You know, where is that? You know, where is that? Something needs to be changed as soon as possible. You know, we can't just go along to get along because we'll regret it later. If we're not already regretting it, we sure as hell are going to regret it later. So, food for thought, you know. But until next time, next Sunday, 8 p.m., I hope you have a blessed evening and a great week. And know that the sooner that we have no violence, the sooner we will know peace. That's K-N-O-W. Deuces. Y'all stay blessed. Talk to you soon.
Got a call from a girl I wanna dig out. Hooked it up for later I live another 24. I gotta go, cause I got me a drop top, and if I hit the switch, I can make the ass drop. Had to stop at a red light, looking in my mirror, not a jacker in sight, and everything is alright. I got a beat from Kim, and she could do it all night. Called up the homies and I'm asking y'all, which part are y'all playing basketball? Get me on the court and I'm troubled. Last week messed around and got a triple-double. Freaking brothers every way like MJ. I can't believe today was a good day. To the pad and hit the showers. Didn't even get no static from the cowards, cause just yesterday them fools tried to blast me. Saw the police and they rolled right past me. No flexing, didn't even look in a brother's direction as I ran the intersection. Went to show dog's house, they was watching your MTV rap. What's the haps on the crap? Shake 'em up, shake 'em up, shake 'em up, shake 'em. Roll 'em in a circle of homies and watch me break 'em with a 7. 7-Eleven, 7-Eleven, 7 even back door little Joe. I picked up the cash flow, then we played bones, and I'm yelling domino. Plus nobody I know got killed in South Central LA. Today was a good day. Left my homie's house paid. Picked up a girl, been trying to dig since the 12th grade. It's ironic, I had the boo, she had the chronic. The Lakers beat the Supersonics. Felt on the big fat fanny, pulled out the jammy and killed the poo nanny. And my Jimmy runs deep, so deep, so deep. Put her butt to sleep. Woke her up around 1. She didn't hesitate to call Ice Cube the Top Gun. Drove her to the pad and I'm coasting. Took another sip of the potion, hit the 3-wheel motion. I was glad everything had worked out. Dropped the bird off and then chirped out. Today was like one of those fine dreams. Didn't even see a berry flashing those high beams. No helicopter looking for the murder. 2 in the morning, got the fat burger. Even saw the lights of the Goodyear blimp, and it read Ice Cube's a pimp. Drunk as hell, but no throwing up. Halfway home, and my page is still blowing up. Today I didn't even have to use my AK. I gotta say it was a good day.